tell them what the goddamn mosquito is. He says, Beck Sweden says, I know the whole goddamn company, says I can get them over there for nothing. You know, I owe you, you know, percentage. That's my son in chair. Right over north, over past, there's the right hand side, there's a pipeline. Mr. He's the one selling it, them out, how many, was 20,000 acres. They sold it.
This is side A, which is side two of the cassette. Date today is July 6, 1982.
Man here, like this. Oh, he says, I got a man. I said, look, I said, you're a pipe man, I'm a farmer. We don't know a goddamn thing about the oil. I said, you don't want to hear? If they throw a ranch in it, what happens is, what ranch, where? I said, you don't know. That's their language. They throw a ranch in it. I come, says Mary Jo, one hair, beautiful like this, one hair.
Never hit it.
He says in a half a mile, he says, goes 2 miles the other way instead of going down. They throw a ranch in it, you know, ruin it. They said, you don't get it. Company says, Joe, Richard, Dick, Casper, Jackson, 10,000, 10,000, just because they know how much money you got in the bank. So many days you got drawn, you're going to quit. They don't, well, that's it, here. That's what they would play with the rig. They break it and waste the time, so many people. So you never get it. Nah, I don't think it should be that dirty. Where are you finances? I know. I was 8 years old with my father. I call you jackass. I said, you're right, I got a man. This, I tell him the whole thing. You never want to get it. I'll be, says, forget it. Says, oh, we get it. They went halfway. She went, you go water. You stop. You pour your cement. Cement until it's tight. Then you do the cement and you go through the water. Through the water. You cut it and change them.
I know. Gente mucho.
They go down. Water busted. Click it. No movement. You run B, he says, come on, says, we put all the ranches together. Whoever hits it, they get percentage. Well, I like that, you know. Who says I'm going to make $1 billion and you're not going to make nothing next door? Everybody share. No matter where the hell they put the rig, you know, drill it, everybody same. On acreage, you know, say, what's percentage? And I said, that's beautiful. I said, that's socialism. I sent papers. Put in 5,000, I'll give you 5 cents. They start drilling again. This man, I said, why don't you come and talk to this fellow? I said, you cement man, damn fool. I said, maybe you got 5,000 acres for nothing. You know, by selling me or selling him commission, you know. I said, you're still dumb, pipe man. I made the appointment, they came out the ranch. He says, who is the company brings the rigs over there, drills for percentage? No idea, he told him. Because I got the blue jean overall on me, you got a white tie. He says, you think I'm a dumb to tell you what company? When a company comes over there, he says, I'm coming over there. I'm watching 24 hours a day. One hair moves, he says, I know. And he says, every well we drill, we get certain percentage. He says, that's too much. The car has you, if you give me the well, huh? I give you 5%, I give you 10%, but that's my care. You know what I mean? Bring it in. So nobody will be bribed. Is he going to get $100 a day and 10 days after he has no job, the hell with the battery. If you're hitting for the oil, you know, the hell with the $100 a day, you want the oil. You will get bribed. No, you can't. I said, look, you people are not going to agree. He's an oil man, you're a cement man, you go to your pipeline, you go to your workplaces. This is $5,000 for big corporation. And I'll give you 5 cents If any buyer, the buyer here, I thought, sell it. I said, you're a jackass. I forgot his name. Hello, nice fellow. They went back to their brothers, Chevrolet Holler. They burned 20,000. They had a lot of land. They could 20,000, 5,000, 10,000. They went. Drill. They hit the sand. Cap?
Didn't
that? Is that what they say?
Yeah, there was a cap.
Sand, right on the sand. But the captain invited down his telephone call. Out to land. And he used to call his wife. What used to call me? These close, you know, so many feet. Tomorrow they're going to hit it. Day after tomorrow they're going to hit it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, the goddamn wife says, he says,
I had a mark on it.
I got good news for you. I said, what the hell is it? Then pull the cap out of them. Pulling out?
So
we don't have to dream and worry about it anymore. This is noise. I think tomorrow they're going to hit the oil. And I said, but yeah, they never believe it. Can't believe they're going to hit the oil. 3 years, 4 years after, Jerome's going to take it over. Cut a choke. Next day he called at the ranch. Mr. Brugian, yeah, this is, well, I forgot his name.
So I start looking for the same shoes.
You want to sell it for $9,000? Cash, right now.
So I kept going.
I can wire your check.
So I got these. When I got the
but the wife told me, you know, they're sitting on oil cap? What can't they say?
It's a cap. It's sand cap. And they
oil is cap, you know, it's right on top of oil.
Right.
He said, you crazy? What are you doing with the 9,000? And then I'll throw that goddamn oil out.
I wasn't happy with this color.
They heat the gas, natural gas.
It didn't look good.
So they didn't get it out. It's 20 miles from Casper. Wyoming. Casper, Wyoming. And my place, 360 degrees, right on the highway. Long way out. But if they heat the oil, boy, I'm just not in a big boom. I put a buildings right on the highway. You know, this corner, too. Anyway.
That saves me. But when I stand still,
well,
the
lid
is as
mild.
Because when you stoop a
little
bit, you come down and it makes it look
like... I don't tell you. I know I'm going to lose it. I don't listen to my wife. You have to get no oil. Tomorrow morning, you're going to cap it and go home. That's what happened.
In Manchester,
the
saloon.
1 year passed. Government took it over. They eat the gas. All that gas. Casper got no gas. Natural gas. Put a pipeline and give the goddamn town the gas.
So
you got so much money coming in, ain't it?
Have your red
borrow money on that
taffeta.
Gas?
Yeah,
drill the holes.
What's smart
to say, B said, I can go over there. I can walk and tell you drill right there and I get oil.
Kind of a light beige.
This last 8 acres, this oil is right at 20 acres.
Sparkly.
20 acres?
Yeah.
By the house, way in the back, it's a good oil right there, right on the line there. You cut a string.
And kind of sheer.
That oil right there.
The gown was,
but I can walk over there and tell them to drink a little. I don't need no machine. I told them, I said, take the man. Give him $1,000. What's the other $1,000? You know?
They have all your
room. Maybe you can sleep one or two, but, you know, as long as you say something, you can make something out of it.
Fancy, the ankle-length dresses.
Mr. Palmateer.
With your bake right now. And ankle-length dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah, five and somebody else. They bought 20.
Well, D-Boy A. She's a designer.
D-Boy A.
Boy Adjo. And then she married a Bavarian.
No, this is a Brago spring.
Yeah, Brago.
Kind of a designer clothes.
Yes. What happened to that?
Good looking. She did her own.
Didn't Bertie give to your father?
So Johnny, I think, did.
Yeah. Huh?
Either Bertie or Johnny gave
it. I'm looking in the hall. Johnny. Open. I see these trees.
Johnny, come out.